desk is a fluorescent lamp, a teacup, the stationery for writing this letter, and a dictionary. To be honest, I almost never use the dictionary. I just don't like dictionaries. I don't like the way they look, and I don't like what they say inside. Whenever I use a dictionary, I make a face and think, "Who needs to know that?" People like me don't get along with dictionaries. Say I look up transition, and it says passage from one state to another. I think, so what? It's got nothing to do with me. So when I see a dictionary on my desk, I feel like I'm looking at some strange dog leaving a twisty piece of poop on our lawn out back. But anyway, I bought a dictionary because I figured I might have to look something up while I was writing to you, Mr. Wind-Up Bird. Also, I've got a dozen pencils all sharpened and laid out in a row. They're brand new. I just bought them at the stationery store, especially for writing to you. Not that I'm trying to make you feel grateful or anything. Just sharpened, brand new pencils are really nice, don't you think? Also, I've got an ashtray and cigarettes and matches. I don't smoke as much as I used to, just once in a while for a mood change, like right now, for instance. So that's everything on my desk. The desk faces a window, and the window has curtains. The curtains have a sweet little flower design. Not that I picked them out or anything. They came with the window. That flower design is the only thing here that doesn't look plain and simple. This is a perfect room for a teenage girl. Or maybe not. No, it's more like a model jail cell designed with good intentions for first offenders. My music machine is on the shelf. The big one. Remember, Mr. Wind-Up Bird? And I've got Bruce Springsteen on now. It's Sunday afternoon, and everybody's out having fun, so there's nobody to complain if I turn it up loud. The only thing I do for fun these days is go to the nearby town at weekends and buy the cassette tapes I want at a record store. I almost never buy books. If there's something I want to read, I can get it at our little library. I'm pretty friendly with the girl next door. She bought a used car, so when I want to go to town, I go with her. And guess what? I've been learning to drive it. There's so much open space here, I can practice all I want. I don't have a license yet, but I'm a pretty good driver. To tell you the truth, though, apart from buying music tapes, going to town is not all that much fun. Everybody says that they have to get out once a week or they'll go nuts. But I get my relief by staying here when everybody's gone and listening to my favorite music like this. I once went on a kind of double date with my friend with the car, just to give it a try. She's from around here, so she knows a lot of people. My date was a nice enough guy, a college student, but I don't know. I still can't really get a clear sense of all kinds of things. It's as if they're out there, far away, lined up like dolls in a shooting gallery, and all these transparent curtains are hanging down between me and the dolls. To tell you the truth, when I was seeing you that summer, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, when we were sitting at the kitchen table talking and drinking beer and things, I would think, what would I do if Mr. Wind-Up Bird all of a sudden pushed me down and tried to rape me? I didn't know what I would do. Of course, I would have resisted and said, "No, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, you shouldn't do this." But I also would have been thinking I had to explain why it was wrong and why you shouldn't be doing it. And the more I thought, the more mixed up I would get. And by that time, you probably would have finished raping me. My heart would pound like crazy when I thought about this. And I would think the whole thing was kind of unfair. I bet you never had any idea I had thoughts like this going on in my head. Do you think this is stupid? You probably do. I mean, it is stupid. But at the time, I was absolutely tremendously serious about these things, which I think is why I pulled the rope ladder out of the well and put the cover on with you down inside there that time, kind of like sealing you off. That way, there would be no more Mr. Wind-Up Bird around, and I wouldn't have to be bothered by those thoughts for a while. I'm sorry, though. I know I should never have done that to you, or to anybody, but I can't help myself sometimes. I know exactly what I'm doing, but I just can't stop. That's my greatest weakness. I don't believe that you would ever rape me, Mr. Wind-Up Bird. I know that now, somehow. It's not that you would never, ever do it. I mean, nobody knows for sure what's going to happen. But maybe that you would at least not do it to confuse me. I don't know how to put it exactly, but I just sort of feel that way. All right, enough of this rape stuff. Anyhow, even though I might go out on a date with a boy, emotionally, I just wouldn't be able to concentrate. I'd be smiling and chatting away, and my mind would be floating around somewhere else like a balloon with a broken string. I'd be thinking about one unrelated thing after another. I don't know. I guess I just want to be alone a little while longer, and I want to let my thoughts wander freely. In that sense, I guess, I'm probably still on the road to recovery. I'll write again soon. Next time, I'll probably be able to go a little further into all kinds of things. P.S. Before the next letter comes, try to guess where I am and what I'm doing.
6. Nutmeg and cinnamon.